Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickie's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. By the way, the show streaming live on YouTube now and every day, today and every day.
I totally forgot right there.
Were you picking your nose again?
No, I was getting my boogie on right there.
Oh, that's okay. That's the advantage of YouTube is people get to see the interactions.
Yeah. Until they start clipping them.
Oh, they'll clip them.
Putting them together as montages.
They will put them together as montages. Yeah. Joining us, as he always does, Friday at 3:30, the one, the only, the least dependable meteorologist in America, Tornado Shapiro, is back. What's up, Tornado?
The Phillies are undefeated. That's 1-0, friend. Only 161 more to go. I've got the fever. Do you? How about a little music, my friend?
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
It's the most accurate in the country the last 47 years. We might be in trouble for the home opener on Monday. Rain is in the forecast.
There it is. Finally, not a 50-50. 100% chance of rain on Monday, right?
Hold on, Spike. I'm not giving it up that easy. Who do you think I am? Easy Emily of WEEZ in Tuscaloosa? You're premature again. You popped your blue chew too early, son.
There it is. Yeah, of course. The famous Easy Emily. All right, let's go.
I am looking forward to Monday, or Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Nothing like the
home opener. It's baseball, Ray. It's as American as apple pie, and who doesn't love a nice piece of pie? Come on.
Okay.
Yes, hot dogs and halter tops, the crack of the bat, the pop of the mitt, and the smell of grass on the infield.
I don't like those when you do that, actually.
Tomorrow, okay. It's going to be hot. You heard it here first. High of 80 degrees. Nothing like the advent of spring. Sun's out, guns out. And for the ladies, they start peeling off the layers. That's it, girls. Let the world see your personality. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the Phillies rotating leadoff hitters. You know, I started that system back in the mid-90s.
There it is.
On odd days, I'd lead off with Barbie Bazookas from WBOOM. I called her the Big Storm. Sweet-looking gal. She was all 6'5", 240, broad shoulders.
She a linebacker?
She had cleaned up for the station softball team, but I'd lead her off for my personal roster. The girl could flat rake. She'd barrel you up good, son. Choke up on the bat if needed. Fluff that resin bag. Trust me, you want to see her launch angle. Hello. She'll find the gap.
Really go for the cheap ones today, huh?
Follow her up the next day with a spinner. Cheryl Cheeks of WASS, The Feast, Milwaukee. You rotate them two up at the top of the order. Keep everybody guessing. Had another table setter. Her name was Tina the Trim from WWW. Ouch! The Cherry, Hot Hits, Tucson. Then I'd roll out the heavy hitters. We had a weather girl by the name of Jenny Jetstream over at WWRBI. Then there was Touch 'Em All Terry. She didn't miss a one. Followed by Rotund Ruth, Tina turned two, then Susie the Splendid Splinter. Splinter? Just met her. Come on, where
okay.
are you?
There it is. There it is.
I remember one home opener. It was me, Ike, Adam Eaton, Ed Rendell, and Larry Kane.
Wow.
We walked out right behind the McSweeney dancers from McDade Boulevard. The first pitch was dropped from a helicopter way up in the sky. Ike thought he had it. He's calling for the ball. I got it. One of the McSweeney girls' hair caught fire, distracted Ike. Adam Eaton reaches over. He got lost in Ed Rendell's back hair. Then he ended up... Ike ended up with the wrong ball.
Oh, no.
Larry Kane left with one of the McSweeney dancers. Adam and Ike are still in touch today.
Wow. Did not know they had a relationship.
By the way, man. That portal over in Love Park, they're moving it indoors now. I apologize. I might have been responsible for that a little bit. I was out there last week with a former Channel 57 weather gal from Tinicum, Flashing Fanny, over at WOW. We were doing our own version of the Tush Push front of the portal. Next thing you know, they were selling tickets to see me and my Fanny every Wednesday at lunchtime at a beer hall in Poland.
I've had enough. Can you? How about a forecast for Monday, for opening day?
Monday, here comes the rain for the home opener. This one's getting rained out. My friend, you heard it here first. Push that opening day back to Tuesday, 3 p.m.
Yes.
I give it at least a 50-50 shot of that. If not, they'll play on Monday. You got it. You heard it right here. It's either Monday or Tuesday.
There it is.
Tuesday, sunny and cooler, high of 60. I predict they're going to play this game one day next week. You heard it here, guaranteed. How about you muster up a little music for once?
No, you can't guarantee a 50-50 shot. That's not how guarantees work. Unbelievable.
Man, that was a lot.
A lot of cheap ones in there.
A lot of cheap ones.
Barbie Bazooka from W Boom. Really?
Yeah.
Barbie Bazooka. Cheryl Cheeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more after yesterday's Phillies game? Better or worse, or are you a coward and you voted the same? 66.8% are cowards. They vote the same. 24.5% say better. They know they were 19 good strikeouts. And 8.7% say worse. 215-592-9494. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report after we talk to Bruce. Bruce, you're on WIP. Bruce.
What's up, Bruce? Friday.
What up, Bruce?
Rolling down to Shenandoah Valley, heading to Georgia this weekend. So,
oh, nice.
You know, had a chance to catch the game yesterday. You know, I'm kind of like in that squishy middle. You know what that game reminds me? That game was basically, and I'm going to use a fancy word, a microcosm of last season. I mean, you had a blown pitch, you had a blown save, you had outstanding pitching, you had home runs, and then you had massive strikeouts. It was a nice little bow all in one.
That was a big word out of you, Bruce. I didn't see that one coming.
Microcosm?
Yeah, microcosm. Yeah,
well, I think that's how a lot of people felt yesterday, is that nothing has really changed.
We're
all cowards.
Well, but I keep saying the thing about the
productive strikeouts.
The productive strikeouts, and I understand how it sounds, but I do think the approach looked different to me.
Yeah, there are better strikeouts.
Striking out 19 times is not great, of course. You want to put the ball in play. But they did not look like they were chasing the same way. They did see more pitches than they would have seen even more pitches if the guy would throw a friggin' ball. He was around the zone the entire time. He was good. The shadows are a real thing, even if they're not everything. And I thought I saw a different approach out of the Phillies yesterday. The only thing I worry about is they have this different approach. They strike out 19 times. I hope they don't see this different approach as a, well, we can't do that anymore.
Well, it's good that they won.
Yes.
It makes it easier.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's good that they won. By the way, speaking of Seymour, given the amount of cheap jokes that
Seymour Sally out of WTI.
Seymour Butts.
L. Yeah.
Seymour pitches, Seymour Butts. That felt like a tornado
that
layup.
That was a nice one, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on, NATO.
Yeah. Come on.
NATO.
But the thing, here's the thing, you know, like I said, I'm a bit cautiously optimistic. But the thing that I did, like, it was good to see Schwarbaum and Harper get those home runs. And JT come in, and so he's been on my hit list for the longest. I mean, he had a key hit. And so I'm just trying to remain positive. I think that hopefully Romero gets this stuff together. One thing about he JC? Gets this stuff together, we're going to have a dangerous pitching lineup. And I think we're going to see a different team this year. We just have to wait and see and, you know, stay out of the shadows.
Well, yeah, I'll say this, by the way.
Took me a second.
Yeah, good joke there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like that joke,
he does. Bruce. Look at how good he feels about it.
Oh, wow. Bruce is self-fired.
Yeah.
I had to slip. That was a Freudian slip.
No, it was good. It was good. You nailed it, buddy.
Hey, Bruce, for next question today, give us your go-to pop star all time.
Yeah, somebody already took Madonna, so I'm like, oh, man. So my fallback is Pink. I'll roll with Pink.
Somebody already
yeah, said Pink.
Somebody said Pink.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Come on, Bruce. Come on, Bruce. Lock
yeah,
in.
I'm slipping on my pimping, man.
We should get Bruce in the road more often.
Yeah.
Dynamite call.
Cracking himself up. All right, Bruce. Yeah, thank you for the call, man. Bruce. Well, we are in baseball season, which means an even more meaningful version of this segment that everybody loves. This segment that everybody
it's time
loves.
For the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, my ass.
Jackie Baseball.
It didn't freeze.
It didn't freeze, Buzz. Would you stop? Would you stop? Yeah, I'm sure. So there was a couple things I liked yesterday about the team's mentality. I want to know if you guys noticed this. One, there was no water dumping after the win by the cute little daycare.
The daycare is finally over.
We didn't see Stott sneaking up, Smarsh sneaking up.
Right.
They just treated it like a win, just a business trip.
Yep.
So I don't know if we really have the answer to this. What's your gut feeling on this? Was this a player thing, meaning that they've sort of decided
they grew out of it a little bit,
or did they tell them to knock it off?
I think it was a player thing.
Okay,
I think it was. We don't need to do that anymore.
Okay.
Well, I don't. You're not going to play the Bryce sound on this, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, because Bryce said something about
it. He did.
Too.
Yeah, he did. So I thought this answer.
Yeah.
I thought this answer was really, really interesting, and I thought that Bryce yesterday. It was only one game. I get it, but you know how we talked about. He needs to take the bull by the horns here.
Yes.
I think we're starting to see more of that from him.
Be that sort of more vocal leader.
Like, he's always been a lead by example guy.
Yeah.
But as we've talked about, like, his legacy is the one on the line here. And no, if they don't win the World Series in the next 5 years, no one's going to say Wheeler didn't get the job done. Everyone knows how great Wheeler's been in the postseason. You know, Bryce is the one, no matter what his postseason stats are, if he doesn't get the job done, it's going to be like, man, he didn't have that cherry on top to what was a great year.
Yeah.
And it felt like at least through one game yesterday, he is taking on. I'll be the bad guy.
Well, he said it when we talked to him. Yeah, when we talked to him, and he talked about chasing, and he's like, "We got to get better there. We can't do this." But he's not talking about himself
exactly.
And the quote last week, you weren't here, but he talked about how they got outcoached, outplayed in the Diamondbacks and Mets series.
Yep.
I thought that was notable as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
I do think, now he might not be the flip the table over loud guy, but what he says matters.
Oh, yeah.
And even if he is saying it in a calm way after a game, then I think that resonates. People in the clubhouse know what he says. He has to be that guy, at least to an extent.
Well, and it creates a pretty good, I think, clubhouse dynamic from the standpoint of Schwarber's the guy who tells everyone, you're great. We know you're great. You know you're great. Just go play. It's a long season. Don't overreact. Mm-hmm. And then Bryce can be more the bad cop and
yes.
saying, like, we got to knock that stuff off. So it creates yeah. – like, I think Bryce just – it looks like he is again, taking the bull by the horns. And this quote pregame, talking about the daycare, I like one specific thing he said in it. Here's Bryce before the game yesterday.
Yeah, young guys, first of all, they're not the daycare anymore. Obviously, they're on this team, man. It's going to be a lot of fun for them to go in and enjoy it this year. I want them to just have fun. At this moment in their career, they have, you know, a lot of guys in here that have played baseball for a long time and been in the game for a long time. So I want them to put all the pressure on us and just go out and play their game. Just have fun, enjoy the moment, because this might be the last time, you know, they're able to do that. Because if they do go to a different team or, you know, they're with us or anything else like that, they're going to be the guy one day. And so I want them to kind of just enjoy that moment of just playing ball and having a good time and enjoying it as much as they can. So I think our young guys are going to have a great year. I think they're going to have a really good mentality this year to go in and just play their game and have fun and enjoy it. I mean, I think they're going to lead the way for us a little bit.
And there's a lot to react to in that. But the one thing he said about put the pressure on us, mm-hmm. meaning I think Schwarber, Turner,
the veterans,
JT, Castellanos, mm-hmm. because that's, I think, where the bone gets off or goes wrong is when he thinks, I got to do it myself. And I just felt like that was maybe he's telling Stott, Marsh, and Bohm, put it on us. Like, don't just go play your game. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I like it as well. And it's clear that there was a message sort of delivered, whether it was directly delivered to Alec Bohm or it's been done indirectly through interviews, whether it's with veteran players, whether it's with Rob Thompson, whether it's with Dave Dombrowski. Growing up, handling adversity, handling tough times, controlling your emotions, as opposed to letting them spiral out of control. Enough is enough with that. Enough is enough with that. And, you know, when you're in a pro atmosphere, we're all pros. We understand you may be a little younger than some of the older vets, but understand it isn't our job for us to come down to your level and let your energy pull us down. It's up to you and your job to mature and be up here where the veterans are. You don't see anybody else on the team emotionally having outbursts the way Alec Bohm has at times when he's frustrated. And I think that wore on guys, and it made them frustrated. And Alec Bohm, your intentions may be well, but understand your teammates are impacted by that in a negative way, and it needed to be subsided. And I hope Bohm understands that. And we'll see when he does go through one of those moments where he's not hitting the ball well or he makes it out in a big spot. How does he react to that?
Yeah.
I mean, Thompson, and he sort of implied that a lot when he was talking about he looks like he's grown up. He looks like he's mature. Like, a lot of that stuff is sort of indirect messaging to Alec.
And he's 28.
Yeah, you're not even 24. Yeah, it's not 23 or 24. Right. You're 28. You're a grown man.
Well, and that's the other thing about him on the daycare thing. Like,
yeah.
He must feel like he's in the middle a little bit.
He does.
You know what I mean? Because he's not one of the young guys, but he's also not an established star. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a big contract
right.
like Bryce or JT or Castellanos. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and like, look, he is who he is, but he can certainly control his, like, what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's hard to control how you feel, but he can certainly do a better job of controlling what it looks like to everyone else.
Listen, I put it in football terms. If a wide receiver, you know, is throwing a fit like that, that is negative.
Sure.
Right? And I'm picking out receivers because receivers are standout players, right?
Do we need a Philly to come on the air and say that they had their problems and then they can address
we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. But whether it was a receiver or it was a running back, like, when something is not going well for you during the game. Or remember how Wentz used to look frustrated coming to the sideline? Sometimes you're wearing your emotions on your sleeve.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be that way as a player. Now, football's a little bit different. But, dude, when you're the only one that reacts that way, it stands out even more.
Yeah, it sucks the life out of the team.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just feels like they're a little bit more serious this year. The post-game water dumping not happening, that quote. Even it may be a minor thing, but Stubbs isn't here. I mean, they kept Marshawn up here because and they sent down
the chief
vibes officer.
Yeah.
So, but I also thought that Bryce in the leadership thing, I liked also this quote he said about Alec Bohm after the game.
Bohm's name was mentioned in trade rumors a lot in the offseason. How good did it feel to see him come through in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they were real. You know, he had a possibility of going somewhere else, and a lot of guys in here, man, including myself, we love that kid over there. He plays the game and plays it hard and understand what it takes, man. And he just needs to not put pressure on himself too much and just have fun, enjoy what he does. And what a big at bat for him to come through right there.
First of all, Bryce acknowledging the trade rumors were real.
Yeah.
When the org said that it wasn't true.
I know. Right.
Yeah.
Thompson was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. We love Bohm, you know? Well, I mean, that again.
At least the players know that it was real.
Yes.
Well, forget about what they tell us.
Well, I think him saying it publicly is calculated.
Yep.
Like, when I say that Bryce is calculated in what he says, I don't mean that as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's saying when he's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
He is a smart guy, and he is calculated. So him acknowledging it publicly is meaningful. It's that we all knew it was true. Everybody knew it was true, but him acknowledging it publicly, I think, is meaningful as well. And I thought it was all of this stuff from Bryce feels different to me.
And it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he's taking – listen, it's one thing to – you've already – this fan base already loves Bryce Harper. You've already won us over, right? Like that – I don't see how that's going to change. But what you're remembered as overall does matter, and I'm glad it seemingly matters enough to him that he realizes that he has to get out of his comfort zone a little bit and take the bull by the horns. Because you're right, this thing is about his legacy.
Yeah.
However it turns out, it's going to ultimately be about Bryce Harper's legacy here, and I like the fact that you can see the maturity in him where he's gone from being that type of leader to being a leader who is at the forefront. And if it means he needs to make some people a little uncomfortable, I'm glad he's okay with that.
Yeah. By the way, it's what I always wanted Embiid to realize.
Right.
Now, he's not going to – Bryce is what, 32?
32.
Yep. Embiid is probably not going to get that chance at that age to sort of turn and realize that.
Isn't it wild that Embiid's a year younger than Bryce?
Than Bryce, yes.
Yeah.
Because he feels 10 years younger than Bryce. Part of it is how long we've known about Bryce, right? It was 14 years, 15 years. But it's what I always wanted Embiid to realize is all these other guys, Ben, as big a deal as Ben was, Ben Simmons will become a footnote in all
of
this.
Ain't matter, yeah.
All of this is a footnote. This is his era.
Yep.
And I just wanted him to wake up one day and go, all this screwing around, all this goofy stuff, all this not showing up for practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hurt anybody but him. You know what I mean? Like, he will be remembered for the one that is the failure, not anybody else, even if those things are true. It's what I always wanted him to realize. And I'm glad that even if it's not natural for Bryce, because that's one of the things that we all said when he isn't a vocal leader. It's like, well, that's not who he is. He leads by example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, just like we can say, Alec Bohm, you can change how you act.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce can change how he acts, too. He can't do a complete 180.
Well, Jalen grew up last year with the leadership stuff.
He certainly changed some of it.
I mean, 2023, it felt like he wasn't happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't didn't want to be around teammates. I thought last year he did a much better job.
Much better job of it last year. No doubt about it. And I'll tell you what, wait till you see him this year. Now that he has that monkey off his back.
He'll be smiling and joking around.
I'm just saying,
dancing.
The confidence.
Yes, the confidence level there will be there for him that he can let that out.
Yep. Yeah. Anything else? Or is that it?
I mean, like, you know, I thought Marsh, if there's
we
one.
We got 2 minutes if
all right,
you want.
All right. Well, if there's one negative yesterday, I thought Marsh looked about the same like against lefties. There was, like,
he is who he is.
But you got to give him a few.
I know. With an overreaction Thursday, you know, to Friday.
Overreaction Friday.
I know. But the game was on Thursday. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
It was that was a negative. And looking at the bullpen, I'm more okay with Romano. I feel fine when they can use those four, like Kirkering, Romano, Strom, Alvarado.
Especially if it's that Alvarado.
It's when one of those guys are down. And then you're relying on the Jose Ruiz's, the Tanner Banks. I'm a Cesar Hernandez guy. I'm sure you guys are fired up about him.
Yeah, real fired up.
You got him on waivers. But when it's out, like they feel, at least right now, and this season, maybe someone pops. Like, the deadline, I think, is going to be when they get another bullpen piece.
Yeah,
they feel an arm
they're a guy away.
Yeah,
they're a guy away. Yeah, especially because I'm out on
name?
Romano.
Did we have a shortstop named Cesar Hernandez?
He's second baseman.
Second baseman?
Yeah.
We did, right?
Hmm? Same guy.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, it was not the same guy.
No. Same guy.
The name sound familiar to me. I'm like, hold on.
Carlos Hernandez. My bad.
Yeah.
Is the pitcher. Cesar Hernandez, the shortstop.
Oh, so you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong. Dump that, Buzz.
Dump it.
I'm too, it can't be Jackie Baseball.
Don't dump it, Buzz.
Cutting it.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Shut up, Buzz.
All right. Well, we have an important guest next because we are fully in capture the flag mode.
Yes.
I have turned to capture the flag.
Yes.
The lottery is the most important moment in Philadelphia 76ers history.
He
on May 12th.
He was good last night. 36-7 last
He was legit last night.
Yeah. He's... Three-point shot's pretty ugly, but
no, he's not. He can't shoot yet.
Well, it's not a natural. It's not a natural shot.
Yeah, Kawhi. So I'm used to our delegation.
Yes,
being shooters.
Yeah. Like he shot the first one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's not usually how it goes.
Kawhi couldn't shoot in college,
right?
So Kevin O'Connor, the Kevin O'Connor of the Kevin O'Connor Show on Yahoo, will join us next to go deep. We've all heard the name, Cooper Flagg. But we will find out more about the player. Who can we compare him to, Cooper Flagg, and what KOC thinks of the future of the Sixers. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Well, I got to also remind everybody that great forecast that Tornado Shapiro gave us for Monday's game, which he said could possibly be Tuesday's game.
Yes.
That 50-50 forecast.
Yes.
If you want to hear more of that, you can hear him with our great friend Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra and Philly Sports put to music at the Keswick Theater, Eastern Road in Glenside, next Saturday, April 5th. Tickets are still available. Go to JoeConklin.com.
There you go. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.